This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Listen carefully. This is what we're going to be talking about over the next three segments. Forefathers face off with modern politicians. Americans, the Second Amendment is a God-given right, not a privilege. And if we go back to our forefathers, namely Samuel Adams, Massachusetts, ratifying conventions, 1788, he said, listen carefully, friends. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Again, listen again. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Again, Samuel Adams. Now, we're piggybacking off of yesterday's conversation because we have, again, the lowest and the baser sort, that of Nancy Pelosi, who's still allowed to remain a free woman to commit crimes against we the people, and the American people are still under the delusion that she is somehow a representative of the people when we all know better than that. But she had said, we'll act boldly and decisively on gun laws. She said, we'll act boldly and decisively. And 6 days ago, friends, it's exactly what they're beginning to do even right now. And again, don't just think, folks, that it's the Democrats doing it, because it is not. They are trying to disarm you. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about that and confronting this with what our forefathers established through constitutional laws and the Bill of Rights. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. I want to highlight some of the things that I've missed over the last couple of days because of jumping right into the topic. But what we have here, friends, is in South Carolina, 2019 starts off with a bang, no pun intended. H-3363 open carry bill filed in South Carolina House. Good for them. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, we got some good news again. And this is what happens when you're thankful and out of gratitude, folks. You stand up and you fight for your rights because you look at those that gave you the freedom through their sacrifice and you live for what they died for. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Tables turned. Listen carefully. This is good news. Judges okay Christian baker Jack Phillips to sue Colorado for anti-Christian hostility. That's exactly right. And good for them. The ADF has taken this up. And again, good for our friend Jack Phillips, who has gone to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court voted in favor of him having the freedom to do what he wills concerning his bakery shop. And they came after him again, even after that precedent was set down, friends. So what Jack did and the ADF out there in Washington, D.C. said, let's go after them now because these people apparently don't understand. Well, they don't understand because you're dealing with lawless reprobates, Romans 1:24. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, a little good news here today. And here's a fighter for our freedoms and our liberties, friends, that understands. And again, he's doing it out of gratitude for Calvary. And he is standing up on the behalf of our posterity and fighting fighting for our freedoms. Tables turned. Judge OK's Christian Baker Jack Phillips to sue Colorado for anti-Christian hostility. It's exactly what I would do as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Did you hear about the unhinged woman? Woman goes into a lunatic rant at Florida airport. She begins to call JetBlue employee a rapist at the counter. Folks, this is called antidepressants. This is called dangerous psychotropic drugs. And if you don't believe me, just look at the side effects on the back of the boxes. They're called the black box. And on the back of these boxes where they sell you drugs that used to be illegal in the 50s, they were illegal street drugs. Now they're called antidepressants, Ritalin, so on and so forth, friends. Vicodin, the list goes on. They're dangerous psychotropic drugs. And we're seeing these people act out. Road rage is connected to this. These mass shootings are a reflection of these dangerous antidepressant drugs as well. If you'd like to check that out again on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, woman goes into lunatic rant accusing JetBlue employee at the counter there, friends, as a rapist. I mean, you can't make this up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, $3.5 trillion a year. America and their healthcare system has become one of the largest money-making scams in the world. Of course they are. Of course they are. If people would do their own diligence, due diligence, they wouldn't be taking many of the drugs that they're taking today, friends. In fact, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Facebook and Twitter now are consulting with Hamas Care, Terror Tide organization over who gets banned from their platforms. You need to listen to the warnings of Scripture, friends. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Because this is exactly what's happening in America today. Facebook and Twitter consult with Hamas Care over who gets banned from their platforms. The Muslims are now having people banned from their platforms. Freedom of speech. And by the way, they're using the Muslims on a worldwide scale as a political battering ram to shut down your freedom of speech. You can mark my words on that one. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In Europe, gun ownership skyrockets over fears of terrorism and crime. Well, their said representatives and their prospective countries over in Europe are working relentlessly to disarm their people in the face of those that are committing the acts of terror. Do the math. Do the math. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Kids Inc. documentary seeks to expose and bring an end to child trafficking. Of course, it's a felony, friends. It's an absolute crime. And we also have another article which hits the same topic. Five Mexican nationals sentenced in international sex trafficking ring. This all coming out of the DOJ even now. I also wanted to highlight a couple more things here, friends, that are pretty interesting concerning the Muslims at work again in America. In Maine, just to highlight one of the articles that I just highlighted, a Somalian Muslim, it's a woman, Lewiston City Council meeting on January 23rd of last year. This is the picture, but it just came out recently, that the Somalian Muslims are attacking assimilation. In other words, they're not coming into America to assimilate, to become a part of our system. They're coming in to conquer. She said, "We're here to stay whether you like it or not." I want you to listen to that. Now, does this seem like a people that need help, friends? Or does this seem like a people that are set on conquering a nation? We're here to stay, whether you like it or not. And one more, friends, this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she said, those crossing the border are acting more American than Americans are. Why is it America? I have to lay this to your candor. Why do you put up with this? I really need to know. And so do your kids, because they are going to be enslaved by these people if they're not lawfully removed. Article 2, Section 4, U.S. Constitution.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I said I wanted to hit on some of these topics here that we have been missing on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We just did that, and I'm going to jump over for the sake of time and making sure that we don't have to jam everything through during the last segment. But we have Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi. She said, we'll act boldly and decisively on gun laws. In fact, friends, what we need to do is we need to get back to our founding documents to understand that she has not the authority, the delegated authority given to her to act in such a fashion. As a matter of fact, friends, not a one of them. I care that good prevails. I really do. But to suggest that somehow disarming any people, being disarmed through the lying talking points of someone that has armed security detail around them in the process, I think that's pretty telling. And regardless if she didn't, and regardless if there was 100 mass shootings, again, hoping that good prevails in all that we're called to do, it still does not give these people the right to suggest any more gun legislation. Any more gun control. As a matter of fact, friends, it's not for them to continuously trample the Constitution. And I brought this up, and I bring it up again, friends. You need to consider the hundreds of thousands of men that have fought, bled, and died, ratifying the Constitution that you are allowing them to trample underfoot in the process. They have not been given the privilege to serve we the people in this country to trample the rights that God has given us. Because, again, we have not delegated authority for these people to do so. So when they begin to act in such a fashion, who are they acting on the behalf of? Not we the people. So we need to shut the doors by dealing dealing with these individuals that are attempting to disarm the American people. And rest assured, friends, they are trying to disarm the American people. And that should tell you exactly what's going on behind closed doors as well, friends, and who they mean to rule and enslave first and foremost. Opposite, turn that one upside down. And who they mean to control and to enslave, friends, is exactly what they mean to do. I started the show off today, friends, with Forefathers Face Off with Modern Politicians. And I'm here to tell you, Americans, the Second Amendment is a God-given right, not a privilege. We're not asking the state for privileges. We're not asking for representatives for privileges. We're not asking them for permission to do what our rights already grant us. Okay? The Declaration of Independence tells us that they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. I'm going to keep saying this until I get it in your head. They work for us. We do not work for them. As long as we're ruled by law to establish the freedoms that we have and we do the right thing, friends, well, guess what? The right's going to prevail every step of the way in disarming the unlawful, in disarming the criminals. So when we go back to our forefathers and understand what they established, especially now going back again to the Declaration of Independence, if you haven't taken the time to read it, I went through it again yesterday. And it's just absolutely amazing what our forefathers did. And again, as you well know, especially to those that listen to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, but 3/4 of this documentation, friends, are the usurpations of the king that would not be ruled by God. That's why they said either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. They said no to tyrants and they said yes to God. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among, deriving their rights, among men, sorry, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, hello, right? It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their what? Safety and happiness. You're putting up with America the very characters that our forefathers threw off. You're being conditioned through totalitarian methods, friends, through creative lies, through false flag attacks, in an attempt to continuously disarm you. You know, it's funny because when you go, I don't know, you know, I haven't watched television for 20 years, and there's a reason for it. I don't want to be poisoned. I wouldn't swim in a pool filled with sharks, right? And the Bible says to come out from among them, be ye separate. It also tells us, that's in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 9, but also tells us in James 4, 4, that friendship with the world is enmity with God. And keep in mind, right before that, he said, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? And when you go over to 1 John, friends, chapter 2, it talks about, what is the spirit of Antichrist? Well, the love of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Okay, and what happens when you go over, going back to my point that I was making, friends, when you watch even television or a movie, I have one question for you. Who teaches a people how to use guns to kill more than Hollywood does? Who does? And it's interesting, many of these that are killing people, teaching people how to kill with the use of firearms on television or in movies, many of these actors are anti-gun, but keep in mind, friends, they're anti-gun for you and I, us peasants. It doesn't apply to them because, again, they have armed guards, okay? Just pay attention to their hypocrisy. Well, they teach you how to commit the crime, and then you have legislators trying to disarm you at the same time. I mean, how hypocritical can one be? It's just like abortion. You watch television, you watch a movie, what do? They teach you soap operas. They teach you how to commit adultery. They teach you how to lie. They teach you how to steal. They teach you how to kill. Just like their father, the devil, John 8:44, John 10:10. And see, this is the system that you're up against. And I know some people are caught up into soap operas, they're caught up into movies, but the fact of the matter is you need to keep in mind, friends, that's all fictitious, right? Until it becomes a reality. Then when it becomes a reality, again, they want to go and disarm you. But again, also keep in mind, it never applies to them. Reminds me of, remember when none other than Obamacare came about? Remember how they were trying to push that through real quick, friends? Which, by the way, was just disannulled by a good federal judge years later. But isn't it interesting to note, friends, that that didn't apply to them? It's amazing what applies to them. What applies to them is inside trading. What's good for their gain always applies to them. But what enslaves the people doesn't apply to them. And this being another case in point, friends, concerning what our forefathers established and what the modern-day politician means to implement. Okay? And people in this country really literally need to come to the point of no. They need to just come to the terms with resistance, because it's injustice, and it's unjust what they mean to do. They mean to disarm you before your enemies. And by the way, in many ways, you're going to find out that they are the ones that are the enemies. They are the ones sending in the brown shirts to create the chaos. Nothing new under the sun. As a matter of fact, when you go to the Declaration of Independence, it's exactly what the king was doing. It's exactly what dictators do, and it's exactly what they've been busted doing several times in the United States of America. They are the ones folks, the fingerprints are all over their crimes. And then they want to lay it to the American people. And a great point was even going back, and this is happening today, by the way, but going back to Barack Hussein Obama, making it crystal clear for those that do not quite get it yet. Remember when the Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign sodomite, the criminal himself, the plant? Isn't it interesting how when they couldn't create gun legislation to disarm the American people, what they did is they went out and created the crimes. So what they did, along with criminal attorney Eric Holder, they took guns and they put them in the hands of drug dealers in Mexico. 300 people were murdered over there with the guns that were actually traced back to the People's White House in this country. And then what was interesting about it is because they wanted to blame gun dealers for the crimes that they committed. Well, about a month and a half later, Barack Hussein Obama goes over to Mexico and he blames the American people for what his administration was guilty of. It was known as Fast and Furious. And notice how nobody was ever charged in that case. We lost Brian Terry. As a matter of fact, even going back to the 300 people that were killed in Mexico, one of them was even a Mexican beauty queen. Nobody was ever held accountable for it, friends. No wonder why America's in trouble. Justice guards our liberty. Injustice adds strength to tyranny. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles, and organizing its powers in such form as to them that shall seem most likely to affect their safety, is the first thing said, and happiness. But listen to what they go on and say. Prudence, wisdom in the way of caution. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient reasons, short term, causes, and accordingly, and experience has shown that mankind are more inclined to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
As the partial government shutdown continues, Vice President Mike Pence is praising immigration officials.
And let me assure you that in a challenging time, in the midst of a humanitarian and security crisis on our southern border, on behalf of the president, myself, and our entire administration, I'm here to say we are with you.
The 88-day search is over for a Wisconsin teen who went missing back in October. 13-year-old Jamie Kloss was found alive last night. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald identifies the suspect.
The suspect was arrested and is currently being held in the Barron County Jail. That suspect is Jake Thomas Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. He is 21 years old from Gordon, Wisconsin.
As far as the condition of Kloss?
She is good. She's been cleared from the hospital.
For more, find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also jump over to my Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. You can also jump over to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter, as well as Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. Just posted a brand new video this morning. Folks, they're a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, the guy that does all of our videos is none other than Greg Gillette. He has done a plethora. As a matter of fact, he's done, well, actually about 99% of all the videos that we have posted, which there are a couple hundred. But the guy worked with Steven Spielberg, and he's so admires what we do in the ministry and reaching out the way that we do, that he said, listen, I want to work with you guys. And he's been working with us for, I'm going to guess, probably 10 years now. But again, there's nobody better to put these videos together than Jim. And with that said, again, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube, just put up a brand new one this morning on the global warming hoax, how it's going from bad to worse. And that one, we got a great response from that one, as a matter of fact. Check him out online, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube, and check out all of those videos that we have posted showing you the issues of the day, but also bringing in about the resolve. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson. Also wanted to give a quick shout out to KSLM 1220 AM, KSLM 104.3 FM in Salem, Oregon. Just picked us up on both AM and FM. That puts us up to about 106 to 107 radio shows across the United States of America. We thank you for your trust. We will do our best not to let you down ever by the grace of God. And also, you need to understand that by the grace of God, I ain't moving. Folks, I want to get over to this. Forefathers face off with modern politicians, Americans. The Second Amendment is a God-given right, not a privilege. Samuel Adams said, "The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms." But they're trying to desensitize you and dumb you down into believing that they know better than you. No, they don't, friends. They mean to enslave you, period. You know, it's interesting with all of this that is going on with these anti-gunner politicians, again, surrounded by armed security detail, working hard for their special interest groups rather than upholding the Constitution. I mean, the U.S. Constitution, which they swore an oath to uphold. Instead, and using the tactic of necessity based off of some tragedy or massacre, which in many cases are induced false flags in their events, conspired black ops, read Jeremiah 11:9, one must understand the methods and language of their enemies. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. William Pitt the Younger warned us. He foretold us. He prophetically told us how they operate. Thomas Jefferson said in a letter to James Madison, January 30th, 1787, he said, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." But America today, they prefer peaceful slavery rather than danger. Hey, folks, when you look to all the anti-gunner, corrupt politicians and their methods, one must ask the question, where do they derive their delegated authority to encroach upon the God-given rights of the American people? Just, I'm asking you the question. 1-866-582-9933. Answer me. Where did they receive delegated authority to encroach upon our God-given rights? Well, because I'm here to tell you, you can't find it. Why? Because it isn't there. Hosea 4:6. It's not there. Americans must come to terms that corrupt politicians are not the type that you can help or rehabilitate. Oh my goodness, friends. I mean, listen, as we had one representative, I highlighted his name, Thomas C. Wall, Swalwall or something like that. I suppose I better check that one else. Check that one out. Thomas, here, I'm going to get his last name. It was very bizarre. What he said, the government had nukes in combating banter that he was having with somebody on Twitter. And that should put a chill up your spine right then and there, friends. I think it's Swalwell. Just hold with me, friends. Yes, Eric Swalwell nukes himself in gun control debate. There is no debate. See, folks, this is what you need to be aware of as well. There is no debate. Listen to me, America. There is no gun debate. Just like there was no debate on marriage. Just like there was no debate on abortion. Just like there was no debate on the Ten Commandments being posted. Just like there's no debate on Christian crosses above the heads of our fallen veterans across the United States of America. Just like there's no debate concerning prayer in public schools, which, by the way, you've never lost. There is no gun debate. I was going over to Eric Swalwell in California for the very purpose that you might understand the degree that these people will go and how lawless that they really are. You want to know who's breaking the law? There you have it. And it's the same thing with Nancy Pelosi when she says, "We'll act boldly and decisively." America, resist. Listen to me. Thomas Jefferson, the President of the United States of America, said, when injustice becomes law, which it's not law, it's policy, he said, resistance becomes duty. Resist. Say no. As long as you're a law-abiding gun owner in this country, no. You have no lawful right to do this. And if the government wants to appoint their little minions because they're too stupid to take the time to read the Constitution, and they want to call themselves police officers and then go violate by going door to door by disarming the American people, keep in mind they're no longer police officers. They are now become agents of the state. And they are legally, they are illegally at your front door. Well, folks, talk to some cops. They'll tell you exactly what I'm telling you. And furthermore, all of you cops that are willing to do the biddings of a tyrant, let me ask you something. Why don't you have them go door to door? I'm just asking you the question. Why don't you have those that are dropping the orders on you to endanger you and your buddies' lives to go do an illegal act on their part? Why don't you tell them? Why don't you turn around and tell them? Why don't you go do it? As a matter of fact, if you think that's far-fetched, if you look to what's going on in Europe right now, friends, namely in France, guess what's happening? The cops are beginning to take off their helmets and join the people in protest. Did you hear what I said? See, you need to understand that the deep state, America, that you've fallen for, it's not the deep state doing it, it's your representatives that are doing the deep state's biddings, right? Well, guess what? If the deep state, as you call it, or have been taught to call it, if the deep state wants to do something, the only way that they can do it is if somebody does it for them. I can't reiterate that point more than I have. Because there is not one judge or one representative in the United States of America that can prove otherwise as to the point that I'm making right now lawfully. I tipped on this yesterday. Dictators do what they do because somebody did it for them. Going back to Adolf Hitler, friends. He didn't pull the trigger. During the Nuremberg trials, friends, guess what happened? They all said, well, we were just taking orders, as if to suggest that they were going to be unhooked from consequence concerning their violations when they were murdering innocent people on the behalf of a dictator. Well, that didn't fare very well with them, did it? No, it didn't. As a matter of fact, even the ones that were let off, like Mengele and others, Adolf Eichmann and the such, that were hunted down by Nazi hunters, folks, it was beautiful. Tyrants forget, don't they? But when they're in power, it's easy to forget. They're distorted in mind. They think they're God. They think they're above the throne of God. Read Isaiah 14. They are not. Oh, if they would just listen the first time. Oh, the kings, they gather themselves against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us cut their bands asunder. What was the reply from heaven, tyrants? He said, touch not mine anointed, do my prophets no harm, is what he said. He said, it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. He said, covenant of hell and the covenant of death will be disannulled. Isaiah 28, verse 18. Right? Yeah. What did he say? He said that he will wax hot against them from heaven. He'll have them in great derision. He'll cut them asunder. He'll break them in pieces as a potter's vessel. It's not a good direction to go for anybody. Look to history. And it's history, by the way, tyrants don't want you to know of. But I want to tell you this. That's fine. You don't want us to know about it. But you might do yourself a service in knowing what happened to the tyrants that did do the things that they did. You would do yourself a service to learn from that history because it applies to you, devil. Talking to the bad guys. You know what? I just got to say this. You know the people that do this kind of stuff for the bad guys? That do the biddings? Look at how expendable they are. You know, it reminds me of, again, Bugsy Siegel back in the 30s. He said concerning the mob, you never have to worry about getting killed by the mob. He said, we just kill ourselves. Again, if you're lying and stealing and killing on their behalf, won't they do the same thing to you?
Let me think that one through. I've not quite thought through that one there yet, Bradley.
I know, that's what I'm here for. To remind you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
one 866 582 9933. Folks, I got to tell you, I'm led to go this direction often. Just talking to some people during the break. A faithful witness delivers souls, and if it's speaking to those that want to sell out their own people, I got news for you. Justice applies to you, too. And if the people that you're called to go sick down like a dog, you need to understand something. They'll do the same thing to you. If the people that you're ordered to go disarm are expendable, do you think for one moment you're not expendable as well? Look to the history of tyrants, because that's their history. And folks, it's interesting. Once tyrants get their way, guess what happens? They begin to kill off their inner circle. Because one person is always going to want the headship. One person is always the one that wants to be God at the end of the day. And the Lord will always settle that in his favor. And that's exactly what history teaches us. Don't do it. Don't do it. I got to tell you, secondly, I just had a conversation as well yesterday with one of my brothers from another mother. And I was talking to him, and I said to him, listen, I don't want to be guilty of fighting against God's judgments. It's my job to confront those that are afraid to confront in so many different ways. You know, we've heard it say, or we've heard it said, truth to power. Wait a second. Truth to whose power? God ordained that power. No, the Lord wants to speak truth to those that have been entrusted, because there's very few that are willing to do that. But that's what everybody in this country needs to do. I don't want to be found guilty before God, trying to justify what he is judging. Because, again, you can mark his words, and then you can mark my words. America, you are under judgment. America, how do you show mercy to a country that allows the things that you allow? You know, I find myself oftentimes, friends, when praying, just learning from this scripture alone in Isaiah 26, verse 9, when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let me counter that. Oh, Lord, show mercy to us. Show mercy to us. Do nothing. Show mercy to us that love our sin more than we love you. Lord, show mercy to us that allow babies to be slaughtered in the womb 3,000 a day. Lord, show mercy to us that allow politicians and those in the church to commit heinous crimes against the people that they're to serve. Lord, show mercy to us. Show mercy to us. Lord, oh, I got to go. I got to go to a football game. How isn't mercy on the innocent that are being slaughtered to the equivalent of 3,000 today that the American people sit and do nothing? How is it? It's not mercy on them. It's mercy on you to continue in your sin. And that's called judgment. And that's exactly why America's under judgment. I love it, and that was perfect. Mercy for the innocent is that the Lord brings public judgments upon them that are committing the crime of slaughtering them in the womb. That's mercy. Just like it would be mercy for a judge in a county to enforce the law to the fullest extent by being a good judge and snuffing out the criminal. And I'm talking about putting an end to his little criminal sprees. Right? And by the way, it's not a mercy for the criminal to be put up for the rest of his life after he commits a heinous crime. You know, like this guy that just everybody's hearing about right now. He killed his 13-year-old girl's parents, the dad and mom, and then he takes her. He steals her, he kidnaps her. Right? You know what they're going to do? They're going to give him a life sentence, and they're going to put him in prison for the rest of his life, and he's going to have all the commodities and all the luxuries that he probably didn't have when he was free. And guess who pays for it, America? You and I do. Now, is that what the Lord said? No, as a matter of fact, you can't even find it in Scripture. I don't find prison in Scripture outside of what corrupt kings established. Justice was to be prompt. Because delayed justice, friends, oftentimes is not justice at all. I live out in a county where they have a museum, and they have, as a matter of fact, my great uncle was the first sheriff of the county. And it was interesting to note that, and you can drive down there even today if you'd like to, but they have a metal cell situated outside. And what was that for? Well, that's because if someone is accused of a crime, he was thrown in that cell, he stayed in that cell outside overnight, and the next day he was judged. There was no year and a half, 3 years, show mercy to the criminal. And here to prove the point is, again, is just like I said yesterday, it's interesting, friends, you live in a society where you have been taught by your government, friends, and I'm talking about corruption again, where you have been taught by your government, friends, to show more mercy for the criminal than the victims. You've taken it on. And that's why you have justice that's turned backwards, and that's exactly what it's talking about in Isaiah 59. Oh, he didn't mean to do it. You know, and the lawyers behind closed doors saying to him, just tell him that you've lost your mind or you're on some dangerous meds and you can't remember anything. Plead insanity. And then guess what he does? He goes out and pleads insanity. And then how many years later he's out? Free to do it again. If you want to know how far they will go with that, and to take it to the extreme, but we see this all day long. Do you know that I'm off on what the Holy Ghost wants me to hit, friends, and that's exactly where I'm going. John Hinckley Jr., friends. Remember the guy that shot Reagan? He tried to assassinate him. For those that know anything besides what they've been told by the Lion State-controlled media, many people believe that Bush Sr. is behind that, by the way. And there's a family connection between the Hinckleys and the Bushes. Once again, folks, it seems like every time something major goes down, just follow the chain to the top, and for some reason or another, there stands one of the Bushes. But it's interesting to know that after John Hinckley attempted to murder Ronald Reagan, did you know that on September 10th of 2016, that John Hinckley was freed? He was freed. The judge said that he didn't feel that he would impose danger upon anybody. He tried to kill, he shot the president of the United States of America, and he's freed 35 years later. Only in America can he get away with this. And by the way, this was the only country that he probably wouldn't have gotten away with it in 100 years ago. At least one of them. Wow. 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 America, that's called being a glutton for punishment. When you allow your judges to free the very man that shot the president, meant to assassinate the president of the United States 35 years later. This shows you how corrupt you are. This shows you how corrupt. This is a reflection of what Americans tolerate in this country. Oh, my goodness. No wonder why people hated the prophets and the apostles, because they always pointed the finger at the responsible party. And people that are responsible for a crime don't like it, especially when they have deceived themselves into believing that somehow they're not responsible. Why do you think people commit... Hey, folks, as a matter of fact, in Minneapolis, you know that a lot of people commit crimes during the fall time so they have a place to go in the winter time. You know that, right? This is the truth. You also know that you have a system, a correctional system in the United States of America that makes $64 billion a year off slave labor, but you also have to understand that that system is set up on teaching people you can commit the crime three times, but you better not do it a fourth time. This is backwards. Now, do people make mistakes? Yes, absolutely. But my message is go and sin no more once you realize it. Once you repent, once you come to the understanding of what you're repenting for, your sin before God, not before hell, but before God. Read Luke 12:4 when you get a moment. You're not called to fear hell. You're called to fear God. You repent before God. You don't repent before hell. And how many people today are saved because they're afraid to go to hell? Well, I want to tell you something. You're still going there if you don't get it right. We're going to be live from 2 to 4 tomorrow. If you'd like to call in and yell at me, please do. But we're going to take it to Scripture. We're going to take it to the Constitution. 1-866-582-9933. Again, friends, do keep in mind that it's been a bizarre year. Please consider supporting us or becoming a Sons of Daughter of Liberty. Go to Sons of Liberty Media or sonsoflibertyradio.com and go to store and sign up. And, folks, you can also go to our store and see what we have to make a bold statement, not to make the Lord's house a den of thieves. We love you by what we do. Most definitely, love tells the truth and it makes men free, John 8:36, if they're willing to listen and take heed. All right? In all sincerity, friends, I love you with my heart. You bad guys out there, I was a sinner, I'm saved by grace, and I've learned go and sin no more, and you can too. If you'd like to talk, please give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.